Chevra, there's so much emotions in this parasha. All these meetings, revelations of Yosef to his brothers, meetings between Yosef and Yaakov. So many tears. And the pasuk says in Perek Mem Hei, pasuk Yud-Dalet, when Yosef Tzadik meets up with his brother Binyamin, after revealing himself, the pasuk says, "Vayipal al tzavare bin Yamin achiv vayevk, ubin Yamin bach al tzavarav." He fell on the neck of Binyamin and he cried, and Binyamin cried on his neck. And Rashi there famously said, "What were they crying about? Churban beis hamikdash, churban beis hamikdash, churban mishkan." Rashi gives reason because the Beit HaMikdash was going to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, and the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Chelek of Yosef. But right away, it's to begin with very, very strange that's what they're crying about now. Like, why not? Rashi's Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat should be they're crying because of the emotions of meeting up with each other. But then Rashi continues. He kisses all of his other brothers, and he cries with them. Rashi doesn't comment there, they're crying over Churban. Now again, it's not in their chelek. But so what? Why can't he be crying over Churban here as well? It's the next pasuk. Shouldn't those tears be the same tears? The tears of Churban. So Chevra, I want to share a Torah that I'm still shaking from. I mean, the truth is, anytime I open up the sefer, I'm shaking from every Torah, from the Heilige words of the Eish Kodesh, Chusso Yogad Aleinu. Every time you read a Torah of the Eish Kodesh, you envision these Torahs being told over in the Warsaw Ghetto. These Torahs being told over to Kodesh Dekiyidin, who've lost everything in their lives physically, or Moshe Nefesh, their Torah, and your mom is shaking. You can't learn a piece in the sefer without tears streaming down your cheeks. And the Eish Kodesh says incredibly. He says, when we talk about crying over Churban Beis HaMikdash, the ikar tears of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And imagine, just envision what I'm saying now. And I'm saying here in Cedars, New York, in Tafshin Pei Aleph. Imagine, if you can, Chevra, these words being told over to Kodesh Dikayidin in the Warsaw Ghetto. After the hell on earth that they were going through. Just try to imagine that. He says, when we talk about crying over Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Eish Kodesh says, we're not merely crying over the building. We're not even crying over the loss of the Shechina B'tachtoinim. The Iker tears, he says, the Iker tsaras, is that we no longer have the mitzvos that we were able to perform. That we no longer have the karbanos and the menorah and the ketores and the mitzvos that goes brought about a lacking of mitzvos. He says, the ikar churban, the ikar tears are a lacking of mitzvos. Imagine, he's telling that to these Yidden who've lost their parents and their spouses and their children and are being tortured day in and day out. And then we have to realize that Nikr Churban is, we're also in a predicament, we're not keeping mitzvahs the way we used to. It's difficult to put on tefillin. It's difficult to light a Chanuk menorah. That's what he's crying about, the Eish Kodesh. Imagine what emunah, imagine what bitachon, imagine what type of person this was. So then he says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. We're not supposed to have mitzvos to benefit from them, to enjoy physically. And if you look in Rashi there, Rashi says, Ela ol al tzavareinu, that the mitzvos are a yoke on our necks. Meaning we should feel a big achrayus, that we have to do them no matter what. Even if we're not enjoying them. Even if it's hard. Even if it's mesiras nefesh. Ol al tzavareinu. So he says, listen to unbelievable words by the Eish Kodesh. He says, if you look in the pasuk, by Yosef and Binyamin, it says Vayipa al Tzavare Binyamin, Vayevk, Ubinyamin Bacha al Tzavarov. When talking about Yosef and Binyamin, it says they cried on their necks. When talking about by the brothers, it just says Vayevk, it doesn't say anything about their necks. So Rashi, therefore, only was saying there, obviously, he was crying on the mitzvah, on the Churban. What's the Churban? What do you cry about when it comes to Churban? You cry about the loss of mitzvahs. Where would Rashi see that? In Tzavare, on the neck, that's the mitzvahs, that's all al Tzavarenu. But by the brother, it doesn't say Tzavarev, so it must be other types of tears. Zok the Heliga Ish Kodesh. But listen one step further. What about when Yosef meets up with Yaakov? So famously, there it says, Vayipal Tzavara Vayevk. But Yaakov wasn't crying. What was Yaakov doing at that moment? Everybody knows. What was Yaakov doing at that moment? He was saying Kriya Shema. So if it says Tzavara, here the Eish Kodesh says it must be again on about the mitzvahs, the loss of mitzvahs. And again, it's a loss of mitzvahs, not just Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be a loss of mitzvahs because they're about to go into Golus. And it's going to be another time where they're going to be in Avdus and it's going to be hard to keep mitzvahs in slavery. And remember, he's saying this to Eish Kodesh too. He's saying it too. So why wasn't Yaakov crying about that? Why was he in Kriya Shema? Zok de Eish Kodesh. Zok de Eish Kodesh. Yosef Bacha al Tzavarov, Hainish Yisrael Bom Atul Golz Mitzrayim. He's crying, how are we going to keep the mitzvahs? Those same tears of Churban. So what did Yaakovina go back? Kriyashma, Poshut b'mesiras nefesh. Yaakov says back to him, Vad, it's going to be difficult times, and there are difficult times. But that's when we have to have mesiras nefesh. Imagine, you hear these words being said over in the Warsaw Ghetto. These words that we should comprehend and understand, the biggest Churban is Churban of mitzvahs. And what's our take? What's our response? Mesiras nefesh for mitzvahs. And now you can understand how we have stories that are not comprehensible of Yidden who are risking their lives to make matzahs in concentration camps and light Chanukah menorahs and wear tefillin. Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema. Let us ask ourselves, are we Moser Nefesh for mitzvahs? Are we Moser Nefesh for Hashem? We have a little something not go our way, and we're upset and we're sad. You know what there is to be sad about? The Eish Kodesh says, to be sad when I'm not keeping mitzvahs properly, when I'm not learning the way I should learn, when I'm not davening the way I should learn. That's what there is to be sad about. And what's our response? More Mesiras Nefesh. More Mesiras Nefesh. What an incredible read in the Pesukim. But what a lesson of life from the Heilig Eish Kodesh. Each and every one should be zoicher to prioritize and understand what's important and be ma'aseh nefesh for Taras Hashem Tamima. The Heilig Shabbos Kodesh full of simcha and bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,